Hey everyone, this is Gary from Everything Everywhere, and today I'm talking to you from the United Nations headquarters in New York. I'm literally inside the United Nations headquarters building right now, so in a very technical sense, I'm not standing in the United States. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm not going to talk about the United Nations. I want to talk about the actual physical building that I'm standing in. You've probably seen a photo of the building before. It's got a real distinctive style. It has all the flags of the member nations out front. It has that kind of curved parabolic building in the front with the big office building in the back. The land that it's sitting on is 18 acres of land, and it was bought by John D. Rockefeller Jr., and the United States, by an act of Congress, gave the land to the United Nations. Now, a lot of people think that it's similar to an embassy, but it's not quite the same. The difference is that an embassy, let's say like the Russian embassy in Washington, is American territory, but it's covered by what's called extraterritoriality, meaning that the United States laws don't apply in the confines of the Russian embassy. And the same would apply to the diplomats themselves. They have diplomatic immunity. And so that's kind of like a little oasis where the laws of Russia would apply. But the actual physical land is still the United States, meaning that they could get a different embassy, and they could move, and the extraterritoriality would move with them. The United Nations headquarters is a little bit different because it's almost exactly the opposite. While they are exempt from certain laws, they are also covered by a lot of laws of the city, state of New York, as well as of the United States. So if you were to commit, say, a murder and you ran over to the United Nations headquarters, that's not going to help you. You can still be subject to the laws of New York if you're in this territory. And that was part of the deal that they signed with the United States when they ceded this territory to them. So it's almost the opposite of extraterritoriality. There are certain things, certain laws, according to the agreement, that won't be covered, so like taxation. The United Nations has their own post office, things like that, things that would have to do with the functioning of the United Nations. But otherwise, most things dealing with crimes and whatnot, the laws of the United States would still apply here. So it's almost in a way kind of like the Vatican. The Vatican was created kind of as this little, enclave where the Pope could be free of the laws of the state of Italy. And the United Nations headquarters is basically this little enclave, not too much different in size, where the United Nations can act freely. The difference being is that the Vatican is a sovereign entity, a country, and the United Nations is not. It's called international territory, which they're really big to let you know when you come here. The physical building itself was built in the 50s, and it kind of shows when you go here because it's kind of run down. There are enormous water stains on the wall. A lot of the carpeting and the tiling is still the original stuff from the 50s. It's really kind of looking run down. The ceilings are dirty in places, so they could probably really sort of afford to put a coat of paint and freshen things up a bit. I was here about 10 years ago, and it really doesn't look a whole lot different from when I was here last time. They still use that kind of 1950s font, I don't know what you'd call it, someone probably knows, in everything. And I think that they're going to be, they are doing some upgrades on the infrastructure of the building, but they haven't done at least to the visitor part. I don't think they've done it to like the General Assembly area or the other main halls where people actually gather. So that's my update for today from the UN headquarters, and tomorrow I'll be taking off. I head to San Diego for Comic-Con, and hopefully I'll have some sort of update for you there, probably quite a few of them, because if I'm lucky, I'll be able to meet some interesting people. Please stop by the website, everything-everywhere.com, and until next time, I'll see you later.